This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, NPR's Ivan Watson is on his way to one of the world's most dangerous places. We'll hear from him in Kabul, Afghanistan.
First, hello, fellow homeowners. The news is out this week. Housing prices had their sharpest fall in 20 years. Residential property values fell more than 14% in the first quarter of this year. That's according to the latest S&P Case-Shiller U.S. House Price Index.
At the same time, though, we heard that home sales are actually up in places like Las Vegas, Cape Coral, Florida, and inner city Detroit. These are places with really high foreclosure rates. Carl Williams is a real estate agent in Detroit. He explains why in such a rotten market, sales in his region are up.
The increase is due mainly in part to the large number of foreclosures that are selling.
Who's buying them?
Mostly investors are buying them because generally mortgage companies don't loan properties that aren't in moving condition. So you have to have the cash money to buy these properties and fix them up. Then you can either refi them, flip them, or what's happening now is mostly renting them out and holding them.
Investors meaning what kind of people?
People that have cash. So, I mean, there's real estate investors that make a living doing that. We've also had many of our plants closing, many of the UAW plants. American Axle, for one, is doing a buyout, but Ford and Chrysler and GM have all done buyouts. So these people have an infusion of cash, and they try and find a way of using it that's going to, you know, help them out since they won't be working for a while.
Cash, you say. How much are these houses going for?
Anywhere from 2,000 right up until $1 million. There's, you know, a wide variety of foreclosures.
$2,000 for a house?
Oh, yes. You can buy a very nice house, brick house, in Detroit for $2,000.
Wow. So you could really just put it on your credit card. I mean, it's $2,000.
Absolutely. We're seeing people coming from all over the country and investing in Detroit real estate.
In general, we're seeing numbers, statistics that show a drop in prices in the Detroit area of about 57%.
Well, the numbers that I'm seeing for the first quarter were between 25 and 30% drop in prices.
Oh, okay.
And that's kind of deceiving in that you're putting all, lumping all the sales together, the houses that are in moving condition, which are mortgageable houses, and the foreclosures. If you look at the mortgageable houses alone suffer from the foreclosures, the drop might be around 5 to 10%. But when you lump them all together with a large amount of foreclosures, it kind of skews the market. It makes it look a little worse than it actually is.
I see. So you have people coming in, investors, plunking down from $2,000 to $1 million, but the average is $100,000 for a house.
Yes.
And they're not living in those houses, or they are? What are they doing with those houses?
Mostly they're holding the houses and putting renters into them. Prior to last year when the subprime dropped, they were able to flip them. They were able to find buyers for the houses. But now that the subprime market is kind of gone and your credit scores need to be 680 and above generally, we're seeing that many of these investors are just buying the houses, fixing them up and renting them, and they're excellent investments.
And are they finding renters for them?
Yes. I mean, everybody that's losing their house, they're not going away. They got to live somewhere. And so when they couldn't pay the mortgage, now they're moving into these houses and renting them. We had one gentleman that owed $68,000 on his house last month. It was foreclosed upon. One of his neighbors bought the house for $11,000. He's going to fix it up and rent it back to the same gentleman that just lost it.
Wow. You say you're in a totally different market now than you were maybe just a couple of months ago, a few months ago. Where are you? I mean, do you think that this is where you're at the bottom of the foreclosure crisis and you're climbing back up, or do you think you still have a ways to go?
I certainly hope we're at the bottom. Many economists say that we are. I've heard some reports from the National Association that we should bottom out sometime in the summer. I've heard a lot of people say that Michigan was the first to get hit, so we will probably come out first. But I think more important than worrying about that is being prepared to deal with the market as it is. If it's a foreclosure market as a realtor, I mean, that's what we have to learn how to deal with, the foreclosure market. So we go to classes, we conduct seminars, and we have meetings, and we work on, you know, being good foreclosure REO specialists.
Carl Williams is the president of the Detroit Association of Realtors. Mr. Williams, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.